News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, yes, and just plain right, and all five of our phone lines are full. Copper's just like answering phones faster than, you know, like a superpower she has. But I'll tell you what, Copper, let me just go in order then. I'll start with line one, please, if you would. Line one, Jeff from Indiana. Hey, Jeff, Phil Williams, how you doing today, buddy?
Hey, doing pretty good, Phil. How are you today?
I am good, sir. I'm good. What's on your mind?
Good. Hey, Trump doesn't need to endorse Mo Brooks. Trump just needs to go against Katie Britt to say she doesn't have his support and that he would not vote for her. That's all I need, because that way I'll save face for everybody.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that, because he did earlier on, back before he had unendorsed Brooks, he had said that he felt like Katie Britt was the Liz Cheney of Alabama or something like that. So you're right. I guess technically, if you wanted to not get back into re-endorsing, all he had to do was at least say Mitch McConnell's choice is Katie Britt, and that would be, like, enough.
There you go. That saves face for everybody. That means that Trump wasn't wrong for unendorsing Mel Brooks. And he can still go against Katie Britt, which, you know, that's what the people want to hear, is that who's not to vote for even. So that worked for me.
We will see, bro. We will see. By the way, did your vacation in Gulf Shores go good?
Went wonderful, Phil. Yeah, and everybody loved your shirt.
Good.
I got some more listeners down there. So, yeah, we did good.
Thank you, my brother. Appreciate you. As always, Jeff from Indiana, man, you have a great day. Thanks so much. All right, Copper, who's next? Go ahead and tell me. Oh, I just messed up the board there, Copper. I apologize. See if you can straighten that out. In the meantime, I will go ahead and jump down to line five. Line five, David from Decatur. Hey, David, how you doing today? Copper, did I lose David?
I'm afraid so.
Rats. Okay, well, let's see who I can get next then. Line three, Kenny from Huntsville. Let's go to line three, Copper. Kenny from Huntsville. Hey, Kenny, Phil Williams, how you doing today?
I'm doing good, Phil. How are you doing?
I'm good, sir. What's on your mind?
Yeah, earlier you were talking about Normandy and Franklin Roosevelt and Reagan, and I just had to comment that back then, Democrats and Republicans were different on their methodology of government. They agreed that America was exceptional. They agreed that our Constitution was inviolate. And they agreed that fighting for that Constitution was highly valuable. And today, the Democrat Party has abandoned that. And I think even some Rhino Republicans have abandoned that. Unfortunately, wow. Katie Britt is beholden to those very people because of the money she's using to try to destroy Mo Brooks, and she already has destroyed Mike Duran. So her behavior in this campaign is Machiavellian and proves that she has one intent, gaining power.
Wow.
She doesn't care how she does it.
All right, man, that's strong. So what do you think? Should Mo be seeking that re-endorsement from Trump or no?
Well, here's my thing with Trump. I like Trump's policies. I don't like Trump. He throws people under the bus too readily. However, in this case, since Katie Britt is Machiavellian, Mo Brooks should be Machiavellian in some respects as well. If he can get Trump's support, I say go for it. But I doubt Trump will do it, because I doubt he'll reverse himself publicly.
Okay, fair enough. We'll wait and see how it plays out, brother. Thanks so much for the call. We appreciate you being in the audience. All right, listen, I am getting down too close to a break. Let me go ahead and grab, did he call back? Is that David from Decatur called back? Copper right
yep.
there? Okay, I got it. All right, let me grab it again then real quick. I tried to get him a minute ago. So David from Decatur. Hey, David, Phil Williams, how are you?
I'm doing great, sir. How are you?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Phil, I've been around for, I'm celebrating my 60 years here. And I can remember when the Democrat Party owned this state.
Oh, yeah.
It scares me now, even being with the Republican Party 1980 to 2005, working in multiple campaigns. When I go get my ballot in my district in Decatur, there's going to be 16 to 18 offices that are going to run unopposed.
Yeah.
that's a bad thing. I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat or whatever. If you've got no competition, that's when the corruption creeps in. And that's where we're at right now.
I agree.
Britt, I'm going to put in my 2 cents and turn off here. But
all right, go ahead.
Katie Britt is part of the Shelby machine, and I use that word specifically. Part of the Shelby machine, and she didn't carry all of his friends with her, but she carried a good number. I was part of the Jeremiah Denton campaign back in '86. When Richard Shelby used his machine to unseat a popular senator who was a war hero. I didn't think he could do it, but then again, after fighting his machine, I learned a lesson there.
Wow.
Katie Britt may be unstoppable. I don't know.
Well, David,
I've known Mo for almost 40 years now. If Mo wants to beat her, he's got to go dirty.
Well, David, we're up against a break, man. I got to go to a break, but thanks for the call. Appreciate you calling back. Copper, I've got Kareem and Chad and Robert still hanging on the line. Tell them if they want to wait. I'll get them right after the break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right, and the phone lines are full. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just to give you an idea of some of the amazing callers I have, and I've got three people that hung on during the break, and I'm going to jump on real quickly here in just 1 second. I got to tell you, I got a quick email here from a retired Sergeant Major who was with the 2nd Battalion, 75th Rangers, who said he just wanted to say the piece on D-Day today was great. He said, I was at Pointe du Hoc in 84 with a color guard from the 2nd Battalion, 75th Rangers, after we returned from Grenada in 83. Said he spent 10 years in the Ranger Regiment, Staff Sergeant to Sergeant Major, and then with the Ranger Training Brigade another 3 years. Anyway, thank you for your service, Command Sergeant Major. Appreciate you very much. Also got a text from someone who asked to remain anonymous and just said, with regards to the Alabama Democrat Party, the guy endorsing Katie Britt says, her theory is that he's giving Dems permission to vote Republican in the runoff because lots of Dems want to vote strategically against Brooks, and that sort of gives them the okay to do so. I thought, man, that's interesting. It's almost like a secret code. It's okay to cross over. We'll see. Let me jump over. I got three people that held on during the break, and I really appreciate that, one of which is line two, Kareem from Huntsville. Hey, Kareem, how you doing today, bud?
Hey, what's up, Phil?
I'm doing all right, man. How about you?
I'm good. Listen, I don't think Brooks should seek out his endorsement. I mean, he made it to the runoffs without him. He was actually free. So why would you put yourself back under this man's thumb?
Yeah, you know, it's a great point, because at one point, I think when he first lost the endorsement, Brooks even said it freed him up from a burden, I think is what he said.
Yes, he was free. I mean, he's actually free. I'm not going to vote for him, you know, but I'm just saying he was actually free. But another reason why I called you, Phil, and I know it's a little changed topic, is that I got a beef with somebody from your Grand Council today.
Oh, okay. What you got?
That would be Dell Jackson mad that they're giving children free lunch. They're not giving them full-course meals. You know, when I was growing up, they had free lunch. We go to the park, which mostly be in the schoolyard, and then they might give you an apple and some milk and a sandwich like that in the middle of the day so you can stay outside, keep playing until it's time to go home for dinner. Just because you get a sandwich from the school in the summertime does not mean you don't have food in the house.
So you're saying Dale was taking issue with them doing free lunch programs?
Yes, he has a serious problem. Every year he goes through the same thing. He has this fit about children eating free lunch. And it's not like they're getting full course meals. They get milk and a fruit, and you might get a sandwich.
Huh. I don't know, man. I didn't hear the conversation.
We can't afford to give the kids that.
I think we can. Hey, by the way, speaking of which, I haven't gotten to it yet, but one of the things in my stack of stuff here, what do you think about the fact the Biden administration is saying that if your state won't go with their gender equity rules from the national level, that they're going to withhold the funding for free lunches? What do you think about that?
That's nuts, and he's not going to be able to pull it off. Nobody wants that. That makes no sense. You know, I told you how I feel about the gender thing. Is some people born that way, some people just freaks. some people can't say it, but I'm going to say it. Some people just freaks, but some people are actually born that way. So it is what it is. But not to give children free lunch in the summertime outside, hot, playing in the sun, to give them a milk or something like that is somehow making them dependent upon the government. I mean, what happened to breakfast and dinner? You're not going there for all free meals. That's ridiculous. Who would be against that? What kind of person would be against that?
Well, from what you're telling me, Dale is, but I'll find out what Dale's position is later on. Kareem, I got two other callers hanging on, brother. Appreciate you as always. Thanks for calling in, man. All right, let me go jump to line 5. Copper, the lines are just full, aren't they? Robert from Athens. Hey, Robert, Phil Williams on Right Side. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Hey, Phil, how you doing?
I'm good, sir.
Okay, I want to explain to people why there are no Democrats in Alabama anymore. They are utterly and completely illogical. We are sending $40 billion of the deadliest weapons ever invented to Ukraine, and at the same time, Democrats want to disarm the American people.
Yeah, it does seem to be like this kind of strange dichotomy, doesn't it?
Well, it makes perfect sense to them. I would call them crazy, but that would be a compliment because it implies it's not their fault.
So you're saying that their crazy is a learned behavior, is what you're saying?
Oh, I believe so. Yeah.
Well, fair enough, man. Well, listen, do you have an opinion on the Mo Brooks thing? But what do you think about Mo Brooks seeking the re-endorsement of Donald Trump? What do you think about that?
I don't care if Donald Trump endorses Mo Brooks. Mo Brooks is the best choice. The Shelby machine is a swamp machine, and that makes it worse than anybody who's independent.
All right. Fair enough. Robert, thanks for hanging on so long and staying with us. We appreciate you very much. And stay in the audience, brother. We appreciate you very much. So let me jump over to line 4. Absolutely. Let me jump over to line 4. Chad from Huntsville. Hey, Chad, how you doing, man?
Phil, good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. What's on your mind?
I think Mo should absolutely seek the re-endorsement of President Trump. And I think it was Kareem, your first caller after the break, that said, why would he? He may have had more success after President Trump dropped the endorsement. But here's the deal. Mo Brooks, ideologically, and his identity is that of the Trump Republican. This is who the guy is. Even if some people may not think it's politically expedient, the guy is a Trump Republican. So, of course, he's going to seek that re-endorsement. You saw it during the Trump White House years where administration officials, where they were just a little assistant or in the Pentagon or wherever else, they would turn around and when they fell out of the good graces of President Trump, they turned around and wrote a book and started slamming the president. Mo Brooks has never done that. He's consistent. The one thing that I think the president was, questioning was saying we need to move on. Well, here's the deal. After an Alabama football game, say there was a bad call that may have changed the game, I've said, look, that was terrible. We have to look into that, but we got to look forward. We play LSU or Auburn next week. That's what Mo Brooks was saying. The guy is ideologically the Trump Republican in this Senate race, and he's consistent. Let's put it into a risk-reward scenario here. If you're of the mindset that you have no reward with either Katie Britt or Mo Brooks, well, then at least you have no risk with Mo. He is consistent, and this is the guy. And I commend him for having the guts to stand up and ask for President Trump's re-endorsement.
Okay, well, that's a pretty solid a position statement there. Let me ask you this, Chad. What are your thoughts? I mean, I wonder if this has even been one of those things where he's already asked in the background, would you re-endorse me? And Trump said, basically, if you'll ask me in public, I'll give it consideration, but he's not going to just step in unilaterally and do it. I mean, what do you think? Is this a precursor to something that's been arranged?
I'm not privy to those conversations. I'm not involved with Mo's campaign or Mar-a-Lago. I'd love to be sitting in Mar-a-Lago by the pool right now, but unfortunately I'm not. But But, you know, I mean, it just goes back to the point of Mo has never faltered or stumbled in his support for President Trump. So I think regardless of whether any conversations happened in the background, this was a natural thing for a true Trump Republican to do. Nobody's been a bigger fighter for President Trump that I can think of than Mo Brooks.
Okay, fair enough. Chad, thanks for hanging on so long, man. Appreciate you. Man, what great calls. Good gosh. Like, we just spent 45 minutes taking phone calls that were just amazing. Not to mention the fact that we got several emails, too, that just dropped in on the show. And didn't I get some? And I had some text messages. Okay, listen. That is just cool. That is pure on audience participation. Well, I'll tell you what. Before we head to the break, and don't do it yet, Copper. Before we head to the break, I've got to take time to advocate for people that support this show. So one of which is ZLA Solutions. ZLA Solutions, I know these folks personally. At ZLA Solutions, they are like epically good at getting people back to work. If you are looking for a job, let me just tell you, ZLA Solutions has got jobs posted all over North Alabama. Good ones, good wages. Go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. At the same time, though, if you're an employer and you're looking to fill out the ranks of your workforce, you mean you need to hire a crew, right? Or hire a whole staff or hire a whole plant full of people. They can do that, and they do it a lot. And they're good at it. They can do all the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, blue collar, white collar, no collar. It don't matter. ZLA Solutions. You can find them at ZLAUSA.com. And they like to say, at ZLA, we don't make it. We make it better. That's their goal in life, is to make your business better. So check them out at ZLAUSA.com. For jobs or for hiring those that come in and make your plant better, yeah, they can take care of it. ZLA Solutions. ZLAUSA.com. Copper, go ahead and move us to the break. We'll take this last break, folks. We'll come right back, wrap up the show. You want to call in? Heck, why not? I've filled up this hour of phone calls that were amazing. So join the club, 866-494-9866. What do you think? Should Mo Brooks be seeking that re-endorsement of Donald Trump? What are your thoughts? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. So, hey, it is go-home time, 4:52 p.m. A bunch of y'all are already like, Monday's over, and you're headed to the house, and you're thinking, what are we doing for dinner? What are you doing for dinner? Let me give you a suggestion. Two locations of Just Love Coffee Cafe are right here in the listing area, and And I'm just going to tell you, whether you go to the one on Hughes Road in Madison or South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville, then, you can pick up not only an amazing cup of coffee any time of the day, because they're open early, early in the morning. You can get a beautiful cup of coffee, freshly ground, award-winning dry roast. But they've also got all the cappuccinos, the lattes, the espressos. But they've also got sandwiches, wraps, salads, things like, I don't know, how about the grilled Italian caprese. That's a mozzarella cheese, basil, pepper jack cheese, and sliced tomato served on sourdough cooked in a waffle iron with a side of balsamic vinaigrette, chips, and a pickle spear. Yes, indeed, that's the kind of menu they got at Just Love Coffee Cafe. Two locations, Hughes Road in Madison and South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Please tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. And now I'm officially hungry, by the way. Copper, what are you writing on the board right now? What are you saying?
Oh, you started talking about dinner, and Monday's girls' night at our house, so we're having tasty food.
Oh, tasty food. I'm not sure what tasty food is, but okay. Have a great girls' night then. That's good. With your tasty food.
I mean, I think it's ham and leek pies, to be specific.
I don't know that's tasty food.
Sounds pretty good to me. And whiskey.
Ham and leek. Now, you moved here. Let me just ask you, is ham and leek pie the same thing as a quiche?
Could be in the same category. What we're doing is we're making recipes from different parts of the world. So tonight is Ireland.
Oh, okay. Well, I get that. All right. Shepherd's pie, that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
All right. So just don't want haggis. So. No haggis. You're not having haggis, are you, from Scotland?
No.
Okay. Yeah, you don't want something wrapped in a sheep's bladder or whatever that is. All right. Hey, listen, by the way, I got to tell you guys, I mean, I'm not even going to bother. I'm going to save the majority of what I had on number three of the Triple Dipper, Government Run Amok. I'm saving it for tomorrow because there's so much good stuff in there. I can't just waste it. So I will jump back on that one tomorrow. But I got to tell you, there are two examples. I literally saw one during the break. I saw one online. Looked at it. It was on Fox and pulled it back up. There it is. And the other one I was watching, I got the big screen on here in the studio, and they were talking about it on the 5. So I guess that's Fox in two locations. So let me just tell you, fun money. All right? Fun money. First of all, one report was that a lady bought a couch on Craigslist. Copper, would you ever buy a couch on Craigslist?
Maybe, if it was very clean looking.
Well, this one was not only clean looking, but there were $37,000 in cash stuffed inside the cushions. So she gets, I don't know, something about buying a couch on Craigslist makes me feel like I don't know where that couch has been. But if it had $37,000 in the cushions, I think I could get over it. There's that. So, number two, though, how crazy is this? So, Copper, did you ever have a VHS player in your house?
Yes.
VCRs? Okay. So you're not so young that you don't remember, like, tapes.
Yeah, I'm a 90s kid. I remember those things.
Okay. See? They're good. All right. Well, there's an article up on Fox Business that says old VHS tapes could be worth a small fortune due to rarity and nostalgia. Because just like records, people are starting to get back into playing. I don't know why, but they're starting to get back into playing tapes. And one guy has an unopened Star Wars original first run VHS tape, which just sold for $57,000 in an auction in New Jersey. So somebody react to that. Copper, say something. I don't know what to do now. I'm a gog. I'm a gog with this. Can you imagine a VHS tape worth $57,000? Why? But
yeah,
there it
that's
is.
That's too much effort to rewind it afterwards.
I know. It's like back in the days when Blockbuster Video would make you have to rewind your tapes, or they would charge you an extra fee when you brought it back. I'm causing people flashbacks right now. That feeling you have when you find the tape sitting on the on the couch and realize it was due back 3 days ago, and so rather than take it back, you just decide to join the other VHS rental place down the street rather than go back and face the late fees. I had a friend, though, by the way, Copper, who told me one day he was driving down the road, had to hit the brakes kind of hard, and something hit his foot. He looked down, and a tape that he had rented from Blockbuster came sliding out from under the seat. He's like, oh, man, it's late. So he goes back, and luckily they had a cap on the late fees. So he walks in the door, and I forgot what it was, but it was a movie that was out. You know, it was fairly contemporary at the time. And he goes, hey, I'm sorry, man, I got this video I forgot to return. What's the late fee on it? They said $25. $25? He said $25? He looked over and there was a whole bunch of them brand new for sale for $19.99. He goes, the same movie is for sale. I could buy it for $20. And they said, yeah. So he threw a $20 on the counter and walked out with it.
Nice.
So, you know, I'm not sure that's the way you're supposed to handle things. But nonetheless, there it was. So how many people out there in the world remember the Be Kind, Rewind? Well, that's, you go and you rent and you have to rewind it and bring it back. All right, now that I've stopped that, listen, what a great day. The whole last hour, amazing callers. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Coming up next, you got the great one, Mark Levin. Copper and I back here again tomorrow at 2:00. You guys have a great night.